You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Pablo.
I like how you said that. So, Pablo.
I like to eat quesadillas.
And I'm Simply Rob, and this is Simply Episode 714 of Ask Drone You, and we're glad that you're with us. And let's see. Paul, this is actually the first day after Christmas. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, really?
It kind of sounds weird that we're saying it that way, but it's because we're recording this before Christmas, so hope that you had a fantastic Christmas. Got a lot of rest, got all the wonderful gifts that you wanted, got the new Mavic that you were hoping to get.
Yeah, you
know
what?
Maybe you'll win the Mavic we're giving away and you'll have two of them.
I was going to say, you guys, there is still one day left, just one. Go to droneyougiveaway.com, sign up. If you've already signed up, you've already created your link, you're going to want to share it today. Share it on Instagram, share it on Twitter, share it on LinkedIn, share it with your mother, share it with your father, share it with your brother, and share it with your sister. Because the more entries that you get, the better the chance that you have. So, very important. Very, very, very important. But today, it's going to be a little chilly here in Albuquerque. I'm not actually in Albuquerque, but it's going to be chilly. And
this is kind of time travel in there. You're in Virginia right about now.
That is correct. Yeah, very excited about that, going home.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so yeah, let's get to today's question, which is brought to you by our friends at the Drone U community, because Paul is not on top of his game today. That's okay. Our holiday party was last night, and I don't mean Christmas. I mean when we actually recorded this. So I'm a little sluggish today. That's because Rob kept feeding me tequila shots. I'm not really sure why.
Yep, but, you know me.
Yep. But anyway, check out our friends at Energen, because when you start running out of energy, you get where I'm going with this? You start running out of battery power.
Out of Energen.
It's metaphoric, Rob. When you start running out of energy for your batteries, you're going to need a nice recharge. And sometimes you're not in the right place to get that charge. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Energen A40 battery charger, because when you're out in the field and you want to charge your metaphoric batteries or your actual Phantom 4 batteries or your Typhoon H or your H520 batteries, you've got to get one of these batteries because it's a portable charger you can use out in the field, super safe, super durable, charge up to 4 batteries at a time, and use discount code DRONEUA40 to get $50 off on one of those battery chargers. Maybe you got some money for Christmas and you want to spend it on something that's going to help you make money. This is what I tried to tell Sarah. I'm like, I'll buy you anything you want that helps you make money.
And
it's a Gucci belt is not that. But this
could help you lose money.
This could help you make money. So it's worth checking out myenergen.com/shop, discount code DRONEUA40. By the way, if you want the P40 battery, just use discount code DRONEUP40. Or if you're just looking for a Mavic battery, DRONEUM10. Anyway, let's hear the question.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Captain New Jersey. I had a question about renting versus buying. If I needed to get a thermal camera like the XT or XT-AR to do some solar panel inspections, and these types of jobs are infrequent, are there places you would recommend to rent a camera like that versus go out and spend the money and buy one that you're not going to use very often? If you got any recommended course of action there or recommended sites, I'd love to hear about them. Thanks.
Great question, Ken. You've been sending in a lot of great questions. Appreciate that. You're going to have a nice chance of winning the next giveaway for a free annual membership. And I think we have a few more coming from him today, so get ready for some Ken.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I was kind of zoning out there. Sorry.
Yeah, what else is new?
Yeah.
Anyways, so it is a good question, and I'm sure the short answer is, yeah, it's a great idea, right? Rent before you spend thousands of dollars.
I mean, an XT camera is, what, $9,000? An XT-AR, I believe, is $12,000. So, I mean, it is pretty expensive. But I do want to give a big shout-out to our friends over at Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems, because they do actually rent out those cameras to people. They actually also try before you buy. And if you're in public safety one of the main reasons that a lot of public safety officers buy from them is because in order to sign a lot of government contracts, you've got to be able, if you break equipment, to get a new one instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And RMUS is one of the only groups that actually offers that program. So I think it's actually a big value add for a lot of public safety guys.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I would also think that if you rent from them, you're not going to just get the bird. You're going to get some help with how
to
use it.
Yeah, you know, right? They're very service oriented. And if you want to as well, John may even let you comb his hair. I'm not really sure, but it's pretty long. There's lots of combing to be
done. That's a lot of pressure. I wouldn't want to mess that up.
But yeah, they do have a lot of service. They help you explain things. They also help you understand that you need certain types of thermal cameras to do certain types of jobs. So if you're looking for thermal cameras to do like thermal mapping and whatnot, which by the way, you can use PIX4D to do. You know, John and RMUS, they love pushing Raptor maps, which I haven't had any experience with myself. But in order to do those type of thermal maps, you actually need the XTAR, the radiometric camera, because long and the short of it is essentially the XT and the XTAR are very similar cameras, except the XTAR has been calibrated for ambient temperature. So you're not going to really get good thermal maps with just the XT. You need a calibrated thermal sensor. And that's where the XTAR comes in. But I will say, you know, if you line up a bunch of jobs, this is how I would go about it. If I need to rent a camera, I would try to go out and get as many thermal jobs as possible. This is a great time of year to really go out and shoot rooftops of commercial buildings. I mean, you can make some good money doing that. You're probably going to need a thermal certification, though. And I think that that's something that we're going to be looking at offering here at Drone U here pretty soon. You know, we've talked about me going to that class and working with them and and all that. And actually, it's funny, Chris Knight, thank you very much, Chris Knight, sent me a picture, and he was actually at the FLIR Academy himself, and there was a Drone U student with a fly-in shirt on, and he was like, you guys seem to be everywhere.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I loved seeing that.
Yeah, I love seeing that, too. Thank you, Chris. Really appreciate that.
Community out and about.
You know what? It is one amazing community, and if you haven't checked it out, you've got to. But going back to renting, you can also rent a Z30 from John. I mean, he will really hook you up. He will also go out and do demonstrations if you guys are serious about buying. I mean, he's got some pretty serious rigs that are awesome to use.
Yeah, and I would imagine, because there are other places that you can rent drones from and cameras, obviously, but I don't know that they are going to have the kind of stuff that he has or that they have over there.
Yeah.
Most likely, they're not going to have the high-end stuff that Ken's asking about. I could be wrong, but we know that John
does. I think that they... Oh, yeah.
I'm saying they will, but some of the other places that rent drones probably won't.
Yeah, what was that other place you looked up? Was it Drone Pal?
Well, and that was a drone sharing site, so sort of like an Airbnb or...
What?
There's a car sharing. It's
a
little bit different.
I would never share my drones.
Well, people are. In fact,
I'm like the single... What is it called? The single child? Or what are they? Only child.
Only child.
Even though I have three sisters. I'm like the only child. I don't share my Shiza.
Well, we did look at some of the prices on there, and, you know, I haven't compared them to renting one, so I don't want to speak to the level of them. But I will say this. Somebody had on there a Mavic Pro for $325 a day. That's probably not the best deal you're going to find.
Holy cow.
To rent a Mavic Pro. But conceptually, it's kind of a cool idea of people sharing their drone. You know, if you fly on the weekends, even if you use it for money, but it doesn't get used during the week, maybe you could share it with some other people and make a little money and maybe pay for your drone that way.
It's a good idea.
There's the car place. In fact, I was reading about somebody who bought two Teslas, and by renting them out about 8 to 9 days out of the month, they were able to make the payment every month just by doing that through that car sharing site. So you could do the same kind of thing with your drone if you're into that.
Yeah, I'd be a little, I'd have like an entire instruction manual for people who rented my Tesla.
I know.
Maybe I should buy a Neo, because a Neo is half the price of a Tesla.
Maybe.
Then I could make it with only 4 days
exactly.
of renting.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Let's buy one. You got the credit, I got the cash. Let's do this thing.
Do they sell them in the States yet?
No, but who's stopping us from going to China and bringing one over?
Well, nobody is. I
Not
suppose.
Yet, at least. Until Trump's like, no!
That's right.
No, Tesla's going to be huge, not you. Anyway.
Renting, good idea.
Renting is a good idea, but again, I would set up a lot of jobs, reach out to people, try to get some demos going to show people what you can do, but I think that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to astronew.com and give us a Merry Christmas gift by sharing the show with someone. Help us get some more downloads, and if you're headed to CES in a couple weeks, then I will see you there. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.